Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rob Bell Shamo has called in. He's one of the co-founders of 9/11 Truth. And we had a former Vietnam pilot and commercial airline pilot on, talking about how he couldn't do the maneuver into the Pentagon that we're told Hani Hanjour did. And he was talking about, he knew about a pilot, pilots that had done in a simulator and couldn't do it, you know, with 10 tries. The instructor did it on the 9th. That's how hard this is. And that's without the G-forces that would have been on him and would have been extremely violent. Rob is a pilot himself. Rob, fill us in on that specifically. Thanks for calling in, because I wanted to know specifically what pilot did the test.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be real quick. I know you have a full schedule. Anyway, one of our pilots, when he joined up, he gave me a little summary of what he tried to do. And actually, he was in the simulator on September 11th when the events were going down. He's not only a simulator instructor, he is also a Czech airman, which means he gives the Czech rides, the tests, in the simulator and also in the aircraft, the actual aircraft. So they were trying to duplicate the hitting the. He says after watching the events of that day, we decided to try and hit the towers with the 737. None of the new pilots were able to do it. And now, when he says new pilots, that doesn't mean that they were brand new pilots. These are experienced pilots. They were just new to the airline. He says none of the new pilots were able to do it 9 out of 10 times at high speeds, 450 knots plus. He says, I couldn't even do it despite years as a Czech captain on the airplane. I knew then that something was wrong with the story we were being told. And then he goes on to say, please let me know how I can help out to get to the truth.
Has he gone public? Can we interview him? What's his name?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll forward the email to Kevin.
What's his name?
His name's Captain Dan Gavados. He's flying Falcon 900s out on the West Coast right now. And he's been a pretty good help to us. I'll forward the email to him and also to Kevin.
Yeah, do that and send it on over to Paul Watson. We're going to do a story on this and plug the website. You got a great website.
Yeah, pilotsfor911truth.org.
Okay.
Of course, our film.
Thank you
Pandora's
for spending.
Black Box.
That's right, Pandora's Black Box. I've been thinking about carrying that. Thank you so much, sir. Let's go ahead now and take a call here. Galen's been holding. Galen, in South Dakota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I'd just like to say, keep up the good work, keep spreading the truth. I myself have been working real hard to do that. I've been contacting friends and family. And having listened to your show, I've heard several good ideas out there, and I have come up with a rubber stamp that I believe if all of your listeners out there were to get this stamp and use it, we could have as big an impact as those planes had on the towers.
Without killing anybody, what would the stamp say? Go to Kinko's, go to Office Max, get it made for $5. What would it say?
Alex, I've got a listing on eBay, and if your listeners will just search "Truth Loving Patriots," they can get hooked up with my eBay listing. And they can get the stamp for free, just to have to pay for the postage.
Sure, how much is it?
The postage will run about $8, a little less than $8.
What's the stamp say?
It says, Truth Loving Patriots Must See, with 3 exclamation points. And then it lists 911files.net, 2 of your websites, and then 911truth.org.
Fantastic. Good idea. I hope folks check it out. We'll be right back. Or you can just go out and make your own stamp. This is 911's an inside job, whatever website you like.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the constitutional law professor coming up in about 23 minutes from now who got on a no-fly list for daring to speak of the great leader. And then we've got Richard, Ken, David, Jeffrey, James, and I'm going to get to your calls. I will get to your calls. But we also have a James Bamford clip. It's like 8 minutes long. It's a compilation of three different news clips. Two of them are him on local TV in New York and other areas. Former 2020 News executive, wrote books about government-sponsored terror, about Operation Northwoods, and then he expanded it on how they basically staged the Iraq War. This is stuff you never saw on the national news, so I want to play that. So let's get through this. But I wanted to get him on today. He's Adam Locke. He works, and I've known Adam for, even before he worked for New Millennium. I've talked to Adam for about 10 years. Adam used to be the head honcho over at WWCR and one of the head engineers over there, a good friend of mine. And Adam now works for New Millennium Concepts the last year and a half or so, and I just love getting him on the show. Adam comes on every few weeks and gives us an update on water in the news. But really, it's simple. It's made in America, highest quality American Berkeys. They got British Berkeys if you want them. They're the national distributor. You get wholesale prices for just buying one. Their main business, ladies and gentlemen, is selling to the big suppliers and to the Army-Navy stores and the camping supply stores and to missionaries and militaries and governments. But Adam and Debbie Morrow handle, among other things, just doing the radio interviews and taking your calls, because I guess back in like 99, Jim said, why not just go directly to the people? And so that's what we do here with several of our sponsors, like Calvin Pure Soap as well. So, Adam, great to have you on with us.
Alex, thank you. Thank you once again. Always a pleasure to be a little part of your program here. And you're right, water is in the news. It continues to stay in the news. This time we're going to take a look at bottled water. Kind of interesting. Of course, late last year, the American Dental Association saying don't use fluoride for little children under 1 year of age. Don't put it in their formula. Don't use it in their concentrate. And then 2 weeks later, the FDA turns around and approves fluoride in bottled water.
Well, it's because they care about us so much. They want to help us.
Well, you know, and I'm sure you know, but you know, some of your audience may or may not, modern studies have linked fluoride to arthritis, allergies, kidney and thyroid dysfunction, bone damage, and cancer, even at the low levels that dentists are saying is okay to help reduce tooth decay.
And then, of course, there's all the herbicides, the pesticides, the oil, all the stuff. I mean, especially if you live like in Texas or Florida or someplace where all the rivers come down to the rest of the country, just full of all that stuff, and all the sewer and all the dead bacteria. I mean, the water we drink generally in these big cities is just been recycled sewer water. And but you know what? I mean, we're wrong. Mercury, chlorine, it's all nutritious. And you know what? I'm going to trust my government, and I'm going to drink the water. And I'm going to eat pet food, too. I'm going to go out and find the banned pet food names, and I'm going to eat those because I got to trust my government instead of, you know, talking bad about them so Al-Qaeda wins.
Well, unfortunately, the bottled water industry is not very heavily regulated, and this is one of the big problems. I don't know if you knew this or not. Americans are buying an estimated 25 billion single-serving plastic bottles of water a year. 9 out of 10 of those, somewhere in the neighborhood of 22 billion, end up in our landfill at a rate of 60 million bottles a day. It's a lot of garbage, and it doesn't need to be. You know, we talked last time in your show, Alex, there's been another recall. The FDA issuing it for a brand of mineral water coming out of Armenia. 5 brands of their particular product have been recalled because they had potential of arsenic in the bottled water. Typically, the bottled water, here's what happens. They're filtering for taste and smell, and that's it. What else are you going to find in there? You never know sometimes. What's the answer?
Well, they had Dannon water kill people up in New York, 5 years ago?
Before my time here.
Well, I mean, they've had a lot of cases. Just type into Google, bottled water kills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still drink it sometimes when I'm out on the road and stuff. I got a few brands that I trust that are local. I'll certainly drink bottled on average over tap. But still, have you guys done the ratio? I think Jim did a few years ago to, you know, what an average filter, what does 10, 12,000 gallons in the life of the system. And then you can just get new filters versus how much you save if you do that versus buying it as bottled water. It was some just ridiculous amount. How long does it take to pay off the filter system if you buy it?
I did do some basic work on that based on the sport bottle that we have. And you're looking at somewhere between 16 to 24 cents a bottle. If you go out to the store, to one of these big box stores, and buy cases upon cases of water and haul the stuff home. Well, things like a sport bottle, of course, you don't have to do that. There's no more going to the store. There's no more storing all this water. And I am looking specifically for the price. The sport bottle itself, you're looking at about 5 cents a fill. Once you go and you use a replacement cartridge, now you're talking 2 cents every time you fill that bottle.
So Adam, you're good. I just threw that out at you unscripted, and you knew the answer. Well, bottom line, you got the big Berkeys made in America. You got the British Berkeys made in England. They're all excellent. You've got the American-made sport bottles. You've got it all. Tell folks about the sports bottle discount and tell them about one of the big filter discounts and the free gifts they get, and then give us that number.
Well, even on your website, Alex, if I'm not mistaken, you've got that 5 generic sport bottle deal going on for, if I'm not mistaken, $99.
Yes.
You can also do that by calling Debbie, 888-803-4438. She knows that you and I are talking today. She is ready to hear from your listeners. Love to talk to them. You got some very, very intelligent listeners, and she just gets a real tickle out of talking to them.
No, she's a sweetheart.
So wonderful, wonderful lady to work with. Of course, BerkeyWater.com, B-E-R-K-E-Y, water.com is our website. If you go there, please make sure you mention, because there's a place you can do this, that Alex Jones sent you to the site, and that helps us track things and make sure Alex is taken care of.
Adam, thank you for coming on the show with us. God bless.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Folks, these are high-quality filters. I use it in my office. I use it at home. And, you know, I've got them with the post filters to knock out all the fluoride. The sports bottles reduce it and cut everything else out. The big filters reduce it down to 90-plus percent. I want it all out. I don't want my children drinking any of it. They're going to get enough of it in the food because it's been sprayed on the crops and it goes through the membrane of the plants. And that's why they use it as a weapon, because it's incredible. I mean, just research how hard it is to filter fluoride. It's unbelievable. Just give them a call, 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. If you've been waiting and haven't done it, you're crazy. And on top of it, you can go to InfoWars.com and order all the same stuff right off our shopping cart. We just give them the orders each day, and then they get them out to you. Very high-quality systems, and I feel really good promoting these great systems, and you get a discount. Go try to buy a British Berkey or an American Berkey at a store, and a $200 unit's $300 on average. A sports bottle that's $19.95 is $35. Go find out. Go look into it. All right, let's go ahead now and go to some of your calls. I'm going to move quick here so we can get to everybody. Richard in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, just wanted to say that the numbers of pilots, engineers, structural engineers, and those sort of people in this country, not to mention the world, that have to be aware of the ridiculous story of the official 9/11 story has got to be just huge. And I've got to believe we're right on the cusp of a lot of these people being brave enough and figuring out where to come forward to. And surely this thing, in addition to all the other folks and things that are happening out there, has got to explode here shortly.
It's got the globalists scared. We have to make sure that Bush doesn't just get the blame for it and that America get the blame. We have to explain it's a larger globalist plan to get us into a war, get us demonized, get the dirty work of the New World Order done, domestically blow out our economy, and then blame it all on Bush. Bush is horrible and needs to go to prison for the rest of his life, but Bush is a puppet, just that.
I'd also like to ask you, Alex, I'm sure you're familiar with a series of books starting with the Handbook for the New Paradigm, and if you have any comments about that, the origin's a bit obscure, and I think there's some good stuff in there that people might want to check out.
You know, I scanned over that. It's got some weird things in the back. I'm not too new agey, my friend.
Well, I don't agree with everything that's in there, but it's interesting some of the concepts that are there in terms of people getting ready to, stand on the correct side once everything does come down.
I didn't read the whole thing. I scanned through it. I think it's an interesting read. And I've talked to folks that have read the whole thing. I mean, I really probably shouldn't comment on it if I haven't read the whole book. I did read some of it, and I kind of flipped at the back, and, you know, but it's certainly good to shift your paradigm. The question is, are you shifting into the actual paradigm? And I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another call here. Let's talk to Ken in Atlanta. Ken, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. I just want to really encourage people to, put their money where their mouth are, Alex, all that you're doing, and you know that all the other people in the movement that are high profile. I mean, we need to buy the books, we need to buy the videos. Money is so critical to what we're doing. The other thing is, I want to mention five things that are something that every individual can do, whether they're in a town with a group or. Let's say if they're not in a town with a group, just what individuals can do. Then I want to mention five things that just show that the country is absolutely in this right-left paradigm coma. One thing I did that anybody can do, and I encourage all the people in the 9/11 Truth Movement to do, we've all got Wi-Fi in our house. Rename your access point to Infowars.com that I did. I can see 9 neighbors when I try to pull up Wi-Fi. I see what theirs says. Now they're seeing Infowars.com as the name of my Wi-Fi access point, and that'll get them to go there.
Stay there. We'll come back and real fast run through your points. It sounds like there's 10 of them, so we got a guest coming up, and I want to get to everybody, but stay there. It sounds interesting. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 open Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, the Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
I went aloft.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still.
All right, welcome back.
I was a damn bill.
Let's go back to Ken in Atlanta. Ken, go ahead and real fast run through your points.
Okay. Another thing people can do is just call radio shows. I was on the air on C-SPAN, and I said, I'm upset that the national media is not covering what's going on in the youth detention centers in Texas, that they did not cover what Terry Nichols released about the FBI informant, and that points right back to the same deal going on with the FBI informant that was working with the FBI all the way up into the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and they were totally stunned, you know. the whole thing got out over the air. Let me give you a few things that I've seen on C-SPAN that just tell me this country's asleep. Gingrich comes on. He spends 55 minutes saying that the conservatives are losing because they're not physically conservative anymore. And then in the last 5 minutes of his speech, he says that American taxpayers should look at the drug money that's going into Afghanistan, and that we should replace that with American tax dollars. And there was no reaction to it. That is insane.
Are you kidding? Mainline conservatives think open borders and gun control is now conservative.
On October 14, 2006, on C-SPAN, Brzezinski was in a little panel with Walter Russell Mead from Council of Foreign Relations. Between him is sitting Margaret Warner from PBS, and they're talking about the consolidation of North American countries, and Brzezinski says consolidation is inevitable. No reaction.
Yeah, that means North American Union. Here's the deal. I read the news articles about him saying the government might stage an event to go into Iran. I read the news when he's talked about North American consolidation integration. I don't have the staff to cover all this. I said I wanted to buy those from C-SPAN. Can somebody get those and get them to me?
I will.
Because monetary stuff, we need people to send us tapes and things with it labeled telling us where it is. Because there's so much media, we can't watch it all.
I'll get it to you.
But that's the incredible thing, is they publish books, they go on TV, they admit all this stuff, and then when you say you're against it, they go, you're crazy, it doesn't exist.
Chertoff spent an hour talking about how international law is going to take over our laws. An hour he spent on this. Nobody said it. And then the crowd cheered when it was over.
Yeah. The death of America, yay! Oh, we love being idiots.
And that was like I can't remember who they are. They're like a lawyers group. I can't remember what they are.
Yeah, you got to understand, folks. They all go to pose in their suits and look for business deals and act like they're elitist. It's all about, if I just lick the boots of the establishment, I'll move forward. So don't feel bad because you watch hand-picked audiences worship a demon. Let me tell you, the public's waking up, brother.
I work for a high profile website. I'm not in the website part of the company now. I'm just talking like a million people a day. By the way, I have a tool that costs my company $20,000 a year to get access to this data. And I'm looking at the amount of traffic going to Infowars.com and people, we are winning. Infowars.com is above Clark Howard. Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly sites are just tanking. They're just tanking. I had to deal with a situation where we had a fraud case of a guy coming in. He's using hundreds of credit cards. He's spending all day. I can tell when this guy's sleeping, because when he's sleeping, he's not ordering with somebody else's credit card. And I'm having to stop these orders and deal with all this stuff. He had a Muslim name, not that that matters, but it was a name. It's a known name.
Well, here's the deal. Sure. Listen, you're a great caller. I love callers like you. Just call back another day, man. We're out of time. I got to go. We got a guest coming up, and I want to jam in the other calls later, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, you took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest.
The websites are JonesReport.com, that's JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Very glad that you joined us today. Professor Walter F. Murphy sits in the famous chair that was set up for President Woodrow Wilson when he was at Princeton, and he is a jurisprudence scholar, a legal expert, lawyer, a constitutional law expert, you name it, one of the top people in the country. And in fact, I'd seen some of his papers in the past, just studying, you know, different cases, and you know, he was the go-to guy, you know, one of just a handful, and so one of the top, you know, people in the country. I guess that's what got the administration so angry, and they put senators on the list, congressmen on the list. They put war heroes on the list. Many anti-war activists with no criminal record that try to come to events we put on don't make it because they're just not allowed to fly. Or you're on the watch list and they ransack and interrogate you and pull your pants down. We are on a list that's international up in Canada. Well, you ought to see it. When I come back in the country, they just, their eyes, people come over, they look at the passport and you think a four-alarm fire has happened. But then I've been off the list for a while, so that hasn't happened. But here's the article. professor who criticized Bush added to terrorist no-fly list out of Raw Story, a top constitutional scholar from Princeton, and they got this out of one of the big legal sites, who gave a televised speech that slammed President George W. Bush's executive overreach, recently learned that he had been added to the Transportation Security Administration's terrorist watch list. He shared his experience this weekend at the law blog Balkanization. Walter F. Murphy, the McCormick Professor of Jurisprudence Emeritus at Princeton University, attempted to check his luggage at the curbside in Albuquerque, New Mexico, before boarding the plane to Newark, New Jersey. Murphy was told he could not use the service. "I was denied a boarding pass because I was on the terrorist watch list," he said. When inquiring with a clerk why he was on the list, Murphy was asked if he had participated in any peace marches. "We ban a lot of people from flying because of that," a clerk said. And then it goes on to talk about how he had never been part of the peace march, but in September 2006 had given a lecture at Princeton, televised and put on the web, highly critical of George Bush for his many violations of the Constitution, Murphy said to the publication. The clerk responded, "That'll do it." And it goes on, they said, "You will be ransacked." And they did steal his luggage, tear it all apart, didn't get it, and they did ransack him, and that's how it works. And then the neocons are denying this even goes on. No, it's admitted they have an enemies list that makes Nixon or Hillary Clinton's look tame. And, again, joining us is Professor Walter F. Murphy of the McCormick Jurisprudence Chair at Princeton University. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just out of the gates, let's just go to the beginning of this. What did you say in the speech, about the Fuhrer principle with the president declaring absolute executive godhood, basically? I mean, let's go over that, the evil stuff that has you marked as a terrorist now, and then let's go into what actually happened to you at the airport, sir.
Okay, quickly. First, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a I have a doctor of philosophy. Princeton doesn't have a law school, which gave me much more freedom. But second, by the way, my luggage was lost. I don't know whether it was stolen or not. It eventually showed up.
Okay, the article says ransacked and then they
it was ransacked. But that's what one of the people I talked to at American Airlines said that they would do. I don't know. I mean, as I say, my luggage disappeared for about 6 hours, 7 hours maybe, maybe even longer, I don't know, but it showed up sometime between 11:30 and 6 a.m. the next morning. Okay, my talk was essentially a critique of Bush's claim, "I am the decider," that he could ignore acts of Congress, that he didn't have to go to the courts to get warrants, etc. And I just put against his claims, this is only one of many, that James Madison had a definition of tyranny, and Madison wrote that when all power is concentrated in the hands of one man, one department, or one institution, you have the very essence of tyranny. And then I contrasted that with Bush's definition, "I am the decider," and how he didn't have to talk or be curbed by anyone else. Then I compared it to, first of all, saying I'm not accusing Bush of being a Nazi. I don't think he is. But I did say it's interesting that the apologist for Nazism, a philosopher named Carl Schmitt, wrote about during the time of the rise of Hitler, the parliaments and congresses, legislatures in general, were just not able to cope with crises. And what you needed was a dictator, a man who could have all power in his hands and could make binding decisions for the common good. And that seems to me to be Bush's model. I don't think he knew about it. I don't think Bush could even read Carl Schmitt. But without realizing it, he was following Carl Schmitt's
I mean, Bush may be, a burnout or whatever, but the people around him went to the Straussian school.
I went to the Straussian school too, by the way, and this angers me because Leo Strauss would have vomited on George Bush. He was not this kind of conservative, and his daughter has written a long article rebutting the neocons who claim to be Straussians. They have nothing in common with Leo Strauss.
Okay, please explain that to us. I mean, did Strauss really push Machiavelli, or is that...
No. Strauss, by the way, used to refer to Carl Schmitt as that whore, Carl Schmitt. And Strauss had debated him in public in Germany. Strauss was opposed to this kind of thing. And I don't know where these neocons got their Strauss here. I took four courses with Leo Strauss as a graduate student and knew him well. And they can't claim any heritage from him.
Why do they do that?
I have no idea. I don't know any of these people, and I frankly don't want to know any of them.
Okay, well, please continue. Yeah. So you give the speech, or is there more to the speech?
Yeah, I gave the speech. It was televised and put on the web. And the speech, as I said, I think I've summarized. I didn't go into great detail because it took 40-some minutes to deliver. But that's the gist of it. That Bush, by this dictatorial notion of the presidency, was destroying the Constitution, which is built on a series built on the notion of limited power. The Congress checks the President checks Congress, both check the courts, and the courts checks both check the courts.
And, Professor, doesn't history show that you want those checks and balances? Because you always end up getting some rampant dictator over time. Somebody bad is going to get the levers, and it always leads to insane excesses like Nero or Caligula. I mean, how do they get in the mindset that, you know, this centralized power like Alberto Gonzalez has written, where, you know, I mean, they've said it. I mean, it does sound like the German you were talking about.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Everybody, of course, thinks that he is above sin. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And they don't have to worry about themselves. They won't abuse power. And, of course, of human nature being what it is, everybody does eventually abuse power, even though they may start out with great moral thoughts in their mind. But in any case, after the speech, I gave the speech in September, and then in March I tried to fly, and a clerk from the check-in man at the at American Airlines told me that I couldn't have a boarding pass because he said you're on the terrorist watch list. I assumed it was my fault because I got my children would say I'm so 19th century about working computers and so forth, then I probably triggered the wrong buttons. In any event, he said, you have to go inside. So I went inside and talked to a clerk. And he said, yes, I was on the watch list. I said, but that can't be. And, you know, I'm a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. I fought in Korea, was wounded in battle, and decorated for what the Marine Corps said was heroism, though I doubt it.
That's right, though. I've forgotten about that. You're a combat veteran of Korea and a colonel in the Marine Corps.
Yeah. And so I said, you know, that can't be. I showed him I always carry my Marine Corps ID around in my pocket, and I showed it to him. And he said, ooh. I mean, he was sympathetic. So was the man outside. Both were very sympathetic and said, well, the guy inside said, well, look, if you don't mind, let me take this, and I'll go inside, and I'll talk to the people, he said. I assume the people were the TSA people, though I didn't see. He went through a door, and came back in about, I guess it was 10 minutes. It seemed like 10 hours.
Now, I mean, let's be clear. A lot of times they just don't let you fly, so I guess because you're, you know, a veteran and a Marine Corps colonel, maybe that even got you to be able to fly.
I don't know. By the way, you know, I don't know whether you're familiar with the way the Homeland Security draws up its various lists. Essentially, they get information from the CIA and the FBI and then draw up a list. Now, the list is drawn up, we don't know who draws it up. It's drawn up in secret. And the Homeland Security has refused to tell us what criteria it uses to put people on or off the list. So essentially what we have is a secret list, a list drawn up by people whose names we don't know in secret and whose the criteria they use we don't know. I mean, Franz Kafka would have a marvelous time with this, writing a novella about this.
Yeah, it is Kafka-esque, yes.
Yeah, it is Kafka-esque. I mean, that's the only word to describe it. TSA has apparently said that I'm not sure I'm on the list. Well, nobody's sure he's on the list because TSA and Homeland Security won't tell anybody.
And for those that don't know, with Kafka, it's kind of the precursor of 1984, but he's tried and executed, and they never even tell him what he did, and the people that are sentencing him don't even know. And literally here, now they have this international crime database, and they're telling check-cashing places, if you're on suspected of crime, they can't cash your checks. Now they're admitting that when you go buy a car or a house, you're being run through this. Now they're saying that what meals you order or what you've bought with your credit card history with the NSA, watching with the Total Information Awareness Network that's been enforced the whole time, that that's all indexed in here. So it's even, I guess, computers, just some algorithm also decides this.
Yes. And what we think, but we don't know, because the Homeland Security people will not tell us what they use. And we don't know, you know, if it's by computers, we don't know
sure.
what the algorithm is.
Sure. Well, Doctor, I interrupt you. You go back. So he goes in for 10 minutes with your Marine Corps colonel ID. He comes back out. What happens?
And he gives me my ID card. I mean, he gives me my boarding passes. You can go on board. And it may not have been that clerk, but one other employee of American Airlines there. It may have been the man from the who tried to check me in first. One of them said, yeah, you can get on board, but they're going to ransack your luggage. And one of them had asked me about, as you recounted, had I been on any peace marches, and that story, which is true. I mean, you recounted exactly as it happened. And I was allowed to fly. And coming back, maybe mere coincidence, but coming back, my luggage was, quote, lost, end quote. It showed up. As I said earlier, I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, no, no. I mean, let me tell you, because I fly all the time, and I'm sure you do, too. But, no, I mean, it's been in the news. So your suspicion is correct, and I can pull the articles up and send them to them if you want them. What happens is, basically, now we hear that after 9/11 in new systems, 20% is lost. No. If they search it, they don't wait for the plane. It's pushed over to a big pile, and then when they get to it, they get it. It flies on the next plane, and then they ship it to your hotel. So it's also costing the airlines a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's apparently what happened to me, because it wasn't there when I arrived, and it came. I finally went to sleep because it was 11:30 my time, and it was 1:30 in the morning by the time I'd gotten up. But I was getting tired, so when I got up the next morning, the luggage was there.
That's how it works. So,
yeah.
I mean, have you contacted the Homeland Security?
I have. But as I say, they won't tell me whether I'm on the list or not.
you gotta love that.
Yeah, I do. As I say, it's a list compiled in secret by people who are secret using secret criteria.
I mean, this is
secret.
Even worse, though. Yeah, and I mean, to remain secret, this is even worse than guilty until proven innocent in some type of Napoleonic or Byzantine law. This is where you can't face an accuser. You
right.
can't, even though you're considered guilty, go disprove it. They just say, sorry, we won't even talk to you. This harassment will just continue.
Yes, I hope it does. I've got to fly tomorrow. I'm going to the conference tomorrow at the University of Texas Law School, I hope. And I may or may not make it. So we'll see.
Well, you know what I do? I've learned to pack everything, even if it's a week-long business trip, fold suits up in a little bitty bag, and then I just carry that sucker on with me, or I never get my bags.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm not checking anything. It's all coming with me.
Now, Doctor, have you heard the latest? They want to put, quote, Viper teams in all the subways and at bus terminals and random searches at shopping malls. I can send you Miami Herald.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not kidding. So now, see, they train us in the airports. Now it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah. Well, Big Brother is joining us.
I mean, does that validate your speech, though?
Of course. I mean, I take a couple of small comforts from what's happened. That I gave the talk, and immediately the administration goes about proving that I was absolutely right, except not absolutely, that I was much too mild.
In fact, that's the point I make a lot, that making dictators act like dictators, though, is a pretty quick way to escalate them out of business, isn't it?
It must be. I hope. I mean, that's why I've gone public. I've waited several weeks before saying anything, you know, beyond speaking to friends. But I just decided that if I lie back and do nothing, because at least I have some access to the news media, if not to any political power, if I sit back and do nothing, then nobody has... I'm in a better position than most people, because at least, you know, I have my Marine Corps background, I have academic background, and I have a number of friends and former students who are in the various media, and I have some access.
Well, I mean, isn't this really a new blacklist, but it's computerized and secret? I mean, you can't even go into the Un-American, you know, committee and say, hey, darn it, I'm not a Red.
Yeah.
No, here they just say this is the way it is.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I filled out the forms for the Homeland Security to get off the list that I may or may not be on, and they require a birth certificate. Well, I've given them a passport, my Marine ID. I've given them a copy of my award of Distinguished Service Cross, but I suspect they're going to tell me I got to go spend 2 weeks getting a birth certificate.
Yeah, stay there. One final segment with you, Doctor, on the other side. We'll be right back with our guest, a fellow thought criminal.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. Final segment. I didn't get to play those clips of James Bamford from Operation Northwoods and his new book. Yeah, we're going to get him on the show about the whole Iraq war being planned 20 years ago. But that's coming up. We've had Bamford on many times. We'll get him back on. But I just wanted to play the clips. I'm sorry I didn't today. Too many guests, too much information. talking to the professor from Princeton and got a chair there and, you know, one of the big recognized experts on jurisprudence and the law, now on the thought criminal list. Where would you like to see this go in the future? Well, let me ask this first. We were talking during the break about Bush's new Praetoria, where the Capitol Police are congressional, but they're following orders from Homeland Security now. The executive's basically bossing the legislative around. I mean, that's unheard of. This is literal Caesar behavior. We've got the federal Praetoria at the airports and now, in quote, infrastructure protection infesting everything with secret lists. Air marshals admit they're ordered to put innocent people every month on lists just to keep numbers for a threat assessment up. Families that take photographs or, you know, you know the whole story. So is it becoming a Praetoria, and then how do we stop it?
Well, I fear we're slipping that way. And how do we stop it? I think the first thing to do is we've got to get people have to become aware of what's going on. I found a lot of people to whom I've talked about this sort of shrugged their shoulders. One very well-known attorney shrugged his shoulders and said, welcome to the real world. Just taking this kind of conduct is what we should expect. We shouldn't, and we ought to protest. People who are treated as I was should go to the media. People, and they should also get in touch with their senators and their congressmen, our congresswomen, and protest and ask and follow up. What did you do? I think the immediate solution is to have new legislation which would set up a kind of a statutory bill of rights for those of us who have to travel and are subjected to these kinds of checks, would set up procedures.
Hey, it's real simple. If somebody doesn't have an APB out of them and you don't have a reason to arrest somebody, you don't stop them from flying.
Yeah. Well, I can see if there is somebody whom the CIA knows is a terrorist.
Yeah, but see, that's the CIA involved in our domestic life.
But they could, and I don't like that, but they could tell, notify the FBI. Of course, they both are so protective of their own turf that whether they'll tell the FBI or not is another matter. But they could, and I don't object to that if you have, say, Obama from Al-Qaeda who flies in from some foreign country.
Yeah, but see, that's international, man. This is me trying to fly to Dallas from Austin, 35-minute flight.
Yeah. Well, the more domestic you get, the more bothersome it becomes. And again, there are people in this country who might be terrorists. Well, the interesting thing is, you know, the people who blew up the Oklahoma City federal courthouse are all good native-born Americans.
They sure were. Listen, we're out of time, Professor.
Okay.
I really appreciate the time you gave us. Any websites or anything you want to put up?
No, but thank you. I don't have a website.
Well, people can just go to our website so they can look at the stories that you've been quoted in, and we hope you get off the thought criminal list.
I hope so, too. I was thinking pure thought.
Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. Bye.
Take care. See, there you have a veteran, served his country. He still doesn't get the big picture. He will, though. Don't worry. Oh, yeah. Well, we can have the CIA telling us who the terrorists are. Running grills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon that morning at the exact same time. Yeah, they'll. I'm sure they could tell us. And he's darn right. The folks at Bomb Oklahoma City were native-born. They came right out of Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm out of time here. God bless you all. Visit InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, the video and bookstore, and support us because, plus it's the InfoWar, the tools you need for the fighter right there. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we will have more big guests tomorrow. Your calls, tons of news. I didn't get to half the stack, but c'est la vie, show is live. I'll see you tomorrow. Bon voyage.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.